Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, where we're talking all things Mother's Day.
In a world like today, it's a rare occasion to be able to see young mothers like the ones that were around when I grew up. But they live on in memory to quite a few of us. And this song is dedicated to those who cherish that memory.
Oh, say, don't you know we love you, sweet Sadie? Place no one above you, sweet Sadie.
You know, Doc Bill, that's a great song for Mother's Day. It really does bring back lots of memories of things that you did with your mom and wonderful times that you had.
I think so. You know, your mother's always with you. And I think that's one thing that that you learned about life.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. That's Doc Bill with Sapel Island Birdhouses sitting in with me today. And Olivia Varnson, our Travel Bags with Anita and Friends intern, is sitting in with us today, too. So welcome back, Olivia.
Thank you.
What do you think about that song? Is that my
That's beautiful.
Mom? I know. It's definitely one to dedicate to the moms. Now, in our last segment, we were giving some great tips for, you know, moms that have to travel either with the whole family, maybe the husband's there too, traveling along with them, the dad is. But sometimes, too, the moms have to travel by themselves. And we were talking about some really great tips, and I just wanted to add one more tip to this, and that is to remember that our memories are made through a lot of our vacations that we take. When we go away on trips and have a great time at the beach or a great time at grandma's house or at the amusement parks, as you mentioned, Olivia, that you guys do, you know, those are the times when we make lifelong memories. And when we think back, regardless of our age, over our childhood, we think about our vacations a lot of times. And that song, Sadie, really makes me think also, too, about some of the things that I did as a kid. So when we think about traveling, one of the best tips is to remember to just slow down and really live in the moment, live in what's going on right at that time, instead of trying to rush around and make sure everybody's doing everything perfectly. Just be flexible and kind of go with the flow and just keep in mind those memories are being made.
That's true. It's, you know, again, life is that moment. No past, no future. It's right now.
Okay, I want to switch gears just a little bit here, because as we talk about tips and moms traveling with kids, especially smaller kids, there can be some really special tips that we need to keep in mind. And I had a great opportunity to talk with the traveling mom, Kim Orlando, and she gave some really good tips on keeping kids occupied.
Especially little kids, have them pack their own backpack, put some stuff in there, let them have ownership of what they put in there that they want to play with, what they want to eat on the road, and then surprise them with something later on during the trip if they get antsy, if you're on a particularly long trip. And another thing about road trips is you definitely want to stay, if you're stopping along the way, choose a hotel, even if it's a few bucks more, that has an indoor pool. They need to burn off some energy, and that goes for teenagers too.
You know, I really agree with Kim on that, because the kids, they have a lot of energy, and if we can help them burn it up a little bit, I think that also keeps the stress level down for the moms.
Definitely.
Absolutely. But now, Kim didn't only talk about some of those tips for the road trip and traveling in the car and kind of getting the energy out of the kids as well, but she also talked a little bit about something we've talked about, Doc Bill, and that is keeping your credit cards safe. But she talked about how we can also use those safe credit cards to help with your trip, for planning your trip and using your credit cards to kind of make that vacation a little more special. So let's take a listen to what Kim had to say about that.
One thing that you want to do is check out your credit card benefits. What kinds of benefits are associated with the card that you have? MasterCard has amazing benefits for every kind of traveler. All MasterCard holders have access to their Priceless Cities program, where you can find unique experience for everyone in your family, whether they're into the arts or sports, entertainment or food, or in my case, my son's into golf, and his MasterCard debit card gets him into any TPC golf course in the United States as a member. And that's a huge benefit that I don't know that it really saves you money, but it really adds to the vacation experience. It will for him anyway. And all cardholders get price protection, fraud protection, and zero liability on unauthorized charges. And that's a huge benefit, because your card is going to be out there this summer if that's the way you pay. I don't usually use a lot of cash. So my card is exposed, and I want to know that the credit card company has my back and I have protection.
Again, those are good points. You want to make sure you keep the credit card safe. You want to make sure that, you know, when you're going through this, at least the financial part of it, that's been planned out and well budgeted.
You know, that's always my thing, is to budget, because although you want those great memories, I know I just talked about that, you don't want those memories to be spoiled with, you know, concern about how am I going to pay for this vacation. So definitely budgeting and not letting those credit cards just, you know, kind of be the only source, but plan it out. You know, if you know that you have vacation coming up, you know, look at your budget and plan it out.
Okay, so between you two, who budgets and who spends?
That's a good question. I'll let you go first, Doc Bill.
Well, I think we both budget. We set a budget we want to stick to. But again, it depends on what are your priorities or what are your pet peeves.
Well, I will admit, I do like shopping. So I probably could have a bit more of a budget with that. But with travel, I do really look at, you know, how much things cost. I'm always looking for those great airline deals, too. But the only thing is, though, is that this time of the year, Kim talked about that just a teeny bit there in her segment, but this time of the year, it's hard to find some of those discounts. So you really have to look so that that budget isn't busted.
And that's true. But again, this time of the year, there aren't many specials available. But the closer you get to those deadlines, and if you can move at the moment, sometimes you can find some deals.
That's true. Those last minute deals are out there. What about Sapelo? Let's talk about some places to go, because Sapelo would be a great place to go for Mother's Day.
It is a great place to go on Mother's Day. You know, again, it's a time that you want to look, plan it out well, and your Mother's Day is on a Sunday, and you're going to be at Sapelo pretty much the whole day.
So you could do some things on Sapelo. So what are some of the things you could do?
Well, the first thing I want to do is I want to sleep late. I want to get up early, and I want to get up and walk out and look and see the sunrise, but still stay in the bed and enjoy just the day itself and the movement. And then you could either go down to the beach, get a nice golf cart and take a nice golf cart ride down to the beach. You can also go and stop at the lighthouse. There's looking for seashells. And then there's just walking around in areas where you can just do some hiking and just enjoy nature itself. And that's kind of neat.
You could also do breakfast in bed for that mom.
That's true. Or breakfast on the beautiful porch and looking out over the ocean.
Yeah, especially for sunrise, because a couple of the cottages are right there on the marsh overlooking the ocean. And they're beautiful in the morning with the sunrise coming up. So that would be perfect for a mom.
Definitely a nice cup of coffee and a nice Danish or some yogurt. It's perfect.
So if someone wanted to do that for their moms on Mother's Day, how can they get in touch with you?
Well, they can do it by either coming to our website, sapelo islandbirdhouses.com, or they can call us at phone number 912-223-6515 and look at a cottage that will fit them, their budget, and their exact location. But it's a great place to be.
Well, you know, a couple of other places, too, that maybe folks can go, because I definitely agree Sapelo is number one on my list. But, you know, Asheville is right up the road, so Asheville would make a great trip also, you know, for folks if they wanted to take mom up to Asheville for the weekend. I mean, you have a little bit of everything there. I mean, you have outdoor things that you can do. There's arts. There's history. There's all kind of things that you can do there. Plus, you know, it's not that far away.
No, and it's a great food location, too. Asheville's becoming more and more of a foodie place, so that's kind of neat to do.
Well, yeah, that would be great, too, because I think moms would really enjoy a nice meal on Mother's Day. And if you're looking to maybe do something that's a little further away, there's a great spa called the Red Mountain Retreat out in Utah that might be a good gift to give to mom. She can go out and she can have her choice of accommodations, and she'll get 3 meals daily, unlimited fitness classes. You know, I don't know if mom's going to want to do that, but some moms might want to get into the fitness. I want to just kind of relax and do the 3 daily meals type part of it. But free Wi-Fi, I mean, it's just a great getaway for moms. And the spa there, too, you know, would be a great option as well.
Well, that's true. I mean, there are a lot of things you can do that are locally. And again, you want to do things far away. But again, do your research, pick the place you want to go, and enjoy what's available. I mean, Charleston's also a place that's not that far away as well.
And, you know, right down the road, you know, we don't talk about Atlanta that much and going down to Atlanta, but, you know, that's right down the road. And that would be a perfect place to go for Mother's Day.
Right. You could make a whole weekend out of it. You could start with Spa Sidell on Saturday and then Mother's Day meal at Del Frisco Grill the next day.
You know, Del Frisco Grill is one of my favorites. I really enjoy there. But the other day, I took one of my girlfriends out for her birthday. We went to a place called the Wahoo Grill. That was really good. It's over in Decatur, and that would be a really great spot for mom. I think they have brunch, too, so mom could have a nice brunch. You're listening to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends as we talk all things Mother's Day.
There'll be days like this. There'll be days.